Man, it's great to be back out here. It's been an eventful year for me. The support that I've had over these past 11 months, you know, from the fans, you know, has kept me motivated. I'm a pretty motivated guy, but just seeing their support, you know, it just continued to motivate me. Hearing from the guys and being around the guys, it's been great. I'm sorry I haven't been able to talk to you guys much. It's been a constant grind for me, and it's been all about, you know, trying to get better. So we're here now, and I'm glad to see you all's faces again, and let's get things going.
Think you'll definitely play this season, and if so, when?
You know, right now I'm taking it one day at a time, and you know, I can't look too far down the road. You know, I have to live in the now, and like I said, I want to take it one day at a time, approach each day with the mindset that I want to get better, and that is the ultimate goal. But right now, you know, we're here in Mankato. I'm here to get better, support the guys, and be a better teammate. You know, I told myself that I wanted to do everything that I could to get better. And no offense to you guys, but, you know, doing interviews and, you know, different phone calls, it doesn't help me get better, you know, health-wise. And so everything I did in the past couple months has been for me. And I needed some time for myself to get better. And I've been getting better, and I'm going to continue to make progress.
Were you concerned that
No, you know, I've always had faith, and faith has gotten me this far, and it's going to continue to take me even further.
Take us through the play. Take us through the play that
this
happened.
You know, it was just a play action pass, and I can't even remember. It was so long ago, but just remember being out there laying on the ground, and you know, the biggest thing I remember was the guys, you know, supporting me. You know, as I was out there on that ground, you know, different guys came up holding my hand, praying for me and things like that. So, you know, it just says a lot about the character of the guys that we have around here, and I'm thankful to be a part of this team.
Lenny, what went through your mind when you took that step and your knee went out?
I just knew something didn't feel right, and it happened. It made me a better person, I can say that much. And it made me very appreciative to life. And you never know when something you love can be taken from you, you know, within the blink of an eye. So for me, you know, like I said, it just made me appreciate the small things in life. And throughout the process, you know, whether it was learning how to walk again, you know, putting your pants on, just the little things you have to appreciate, and I'm very appreciative.
Throughout this whole process,
say that again.
The message from the coaching staff, just working through coming back, what's
that
been like?
You know, the coaching staff, you know, they've been great, you know, and they understand, and we all understand that it's going to take some time. So, and that's been the message, you know, continue to just try to get better each day, you know, and whenever my body knows it's ready, whenever my mind says it's ready, then we go from there. But the coaching staff has been great, very supportive.
Talk about the emotional grind and just sort of the importance of staying positive throughout all this.
Man, it's been one grind, and the best thing that I had going for me is that I've had an experience with having to fight, watching my mom, you know, battle breast cancer. So I come from an amazing DNA where we're fighters. So you know, there you have your days, you know, where you don't see the progress, but you know, it's a long process, and you know, I'm in it for the long haul. You know, I want to be, you know, the best version of Teddy that I can be, and you know, it's a roller coaster that you go on. But for me, I've had so much support that, you know, I've had more great days than I had bad days, and I'm very appreciative of that.
Doctors told you that you'll be 100% someday, or is there a chance your mobility will be affected? What if they told you about when you're fully healed?
You know, that's something I'd rather not talk about. You know, when I visit the doctors, you know, whatever, you know, Rick or Coach Jim discuss, you know, to you guys, you know, I'll leave it at that. But for me, you know, I'm focused on just getting better each day, one day at a time.
Was there any contact on that play, or was it just a wrong twist, or how did this?
You know, it was no contact. Probably just a bad step. Put a lot of force into the ground, and you know, I'm pretty sure the knee just gave out.
What can you do mobility-wise, drop-back-wise, football-wise? What can you do?
You know, I'm taking my drops, and you know, you guys saw in the spring I was throwing to the wide receivers and things like that. So, you know, each day is just about making progress.
Teddy, we see the Instagram videos all the time. We see the video of you practicing and training camp. How close is that to how you were prior to the injury?
I can't even, you know, tell you. You know, right now I'm still, you know, in the process of, you know, learning my body all over again, you know, and it's been fun because you learn.